The following is a presentation of the High Spot Podcast.
The following contest scheduled for one fall.
If I can be serious for a minute, without being interrupted.
Excuse me!
What? What?
The measuring stick just changed around here, buddy. You're looking at it.
We don't just set the bar. We are the bar.
Making their way to the ring, talking about the world of professional wrestling, the team of Jeff Martin and the trendsetter, Brian Perga, the Jersey Ricky Crew.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
You're listening to the High Spot Podcast, exclusive adventures with the Trendsetter. I am Jeff Martin alongside Brian Berger, the Trendsetter himself. We are the Jersey Wrecking Crew. You can follow us on Twitter, High Spot Podcast, and all our social media platforms on the Facebook page / High Spot Podcast, as well as Instagram and Snapchat, and also on our website, highspotpodcast.com. Trendsetter, how you doing, man? This is your baby. Let's see what it's all about.
This is my baby. And guys, don't forget to follow us on iTunes as well. Leave a 5-star rating and remark. You're going to love this episode. If you love what Jeff and I do for the High Spot Podcast, we're talking about all the world of professional wrestling and entertainment. You're going to love what we're doing here. You're right. It is a baby of mine because, you know, for the longest time, I've been saying, you know, I think it's time for Jeff and I to think outside the box a little bit. We've been doing the show for 102 episodes now. So, you know, it's been successful in terms of audio, but I always felt that the next step would have to be video. And yes, I had to give in to the fact that you guys are going to have to see my ugly mug. And you know what? I was okay with that because it wasn't about me. It was more about showcasing the talent we're going to have on the show so you guys could not only hear their voice, but visually see them as well. I thought it was a good perspective to have. So for me, I wanted to think outside the box. And, you know, when it comes to the world of sports entertainment, whatever you want to call it, it's a business, right? And so for me, hey, the solution, I said, hey, why not cover the adult film industry in Exotica 2017, which has happened in Edison, New Jersey. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to take a shot. I ended up took a shot. I basically asked Exotica if I could attend the event and cover it from a media perspective. They said yes graciously, and I thanked them for that. I will always be indebted to them for that. And I went down there, and I met, you know, the who's who of basically the adult film industry entertainers. Everyone was there, and I had a chance to talk to several of them and got great perspectives. And I think they appreciated it because, for me, I wanted to give the perspective, yes, it's the adult film world, Jeff. It's a fantasy. It's sexual, things of that nature, but it's also a business. And that's what I tried to do.
I mean, I totally understand you. I mean, when we were talking about this show, we try to make it a guy show, and we try to make it a, you know, a combat show and wrestling show and just anything that, you know, if you're a typical guy or anybody that you find interesting, you can do it. I mean, we always found the template of it being like a Talk is Jericho. When you're talking to, we've had Greg Carlwood on from Conspiracies. We've had Bazanji on talking about the music. Yes, it had association to do with the wrestling, yeah. But we kind of like to change it up. So I think going into this new venture and doing what you're doing, because it's not only going to be Exotica, guys, okay? Yes, it is. These episodes leading up to the new year are going to be about the adventures of the Trendsetter at Exotica, but you're also going to talk to so many people in the entertainment business, and you know, just, you know, we're going to bring that guy show. I mean, we did talk to Jordan Harbinger. I mean, we did talk about relationships. So we are going to go into that direction too here with the adventures of the Trendsetter. And as we wrap up 2017, 2018 is going to be great. And I'm so proud of you, man, because this is something that you've gone out and you've done. It's something that you took the initiative on. I was like, listen, man, I wish I could be there. Trust me, after the videos.
Exactly.
I'm like, I wish I could have been there.
You wish you were there.
You know, but you did it. You know, you were a cameraman. You were, you know, the sound guy. You were the host. You were
light
the
guy.
Makeup guy. So I gave you tons of credit, man. And I told you that I'm going to be the first to watch it on the YouTube channel, which you can. It'll be available December the 1st, which is Friday. So, you know, I'm all in, man. I am very, you know, happy for you. And this is going to be great. I think the High Spot Podcast with the mix of the adventures of the Trendsetter. And if I can tag along, that's great. Next time you go to these
definitely
things,
should, man.
Let me know. And it's awesome, man. And Jessa Rhodes is the first guest here on the High Spot Podcast.
Yes. I couldn't have asked for a better first guest, Jeff. I mean, literally, I mean, this whole thing is a build up towards, you know, we talk about WrestleMania. We talk about, if we're sports, it's the Super Bowl, baseball, World Series, et cetera, right? But the big build-up here is, you want to talk about, you know, the Academy Awards and the Emmys and things of that nature. It was all a build-up towards the end of the year, towards the beginning of 2018, which is AVN Awards. The AVN Awards, they give out the awards for the best female, male. The best of the best are there, and it's an award show. Now, depending on how you feel about award shows, it's one thing, but again, it's a culmination of all the hard work that's been done in a year, in the beginning of the new year. So it's exciting to talk to them.
One heck of a party it's got to be.
Got to be one hell of a party I wish I was a part of. Who knows? Maybe. You know, keep an eye on Twitter, see if that's possible for Jeff and I. You'll see eventually. But yeah, to have Jessa Rhodes as my first guest, I actually met her prior to that. We spoke that I was going to be covering the event. Where I met her, guys, I will not say. But I met her, and just one of the nicest people you ever meet. You know, you talk about how, Jeff, we meet these wrestlers or performers, whatever you want to call them, and they're just so down to earth. And you're like, you build them up in your mind as, wow, they're unapproachable. You don't want to bother them. You know, maybe you don't want to speak to them because it dilutes any illusion you might have. And just one of the nicest person you could ever meet, Jessa Rhodes. I went up to her. She remembered who I was, and it just naturally flowed. And I couldn't speak to a better person to have as my first guest. It was her first Exotica ever, especially in New Jersey. So it was a joy for both of us to speak to each other. You guys want to follow her on Twitter? It's at Miss Jessa Rhodes, as well as Instagram as well. So it couldn't be more gracious to have her on the show. And you'll get a perspective on Jessa and a lot of things in terms of, you know, things that she enjoys and the adult film industry from a different perspective in terms of the business side. So here's my interview with the one and only Jessa Rhodes. Trendsetter here, 2017 Exotica 10-year anniversary here in Edison, New Jersey. First time for me ever being here. I've been to WrestleMania conventions, I've been to WrestleCon, never once have I ever been here, but I'm happy that I am because I got a chance to meet someone who I met actually last Friday when this goes out. Jessa Rhodes, thank you so much for coming on.
I'm excited to be here. It's actually my first Exotica as well.
So, what's the intake? You've been to certain other events, exposés and stuff like that. This is your first one, especially here in Jersey. What's the mood right now? What's the atmosphere like for you?
It's great. You know, it's a little bit more laid back than AVN, so I'm kind of enjoying it. You know, it's not like lines of people and you have to be like, hi, bye, you know, so it's fun. There's a lot to look at, a lot to see. They've got, you know, all kinds of toys and different stuff that I'm probably going to sneak off later and buy. So
yeah, definitely.
Living the single life, you know, you kind of got to keep your toy box stocked.
But, so you're single right now? I'm sorry to hear that.
Technically, no. I'm technically dating Callie Carter.
Okay.
But
so you're never really alone, theoretically, though.
Well, the problem is we never really get to see each other because I'm always on the road, she's always on the road, yeah. So that's the life we live, but
so you really don't have a preference then, do you, for guys or girls?
No.
Okay, it just depends on the personality, would you say?
Yeah. If I can stand to be around you for, you know, a long period of time, that's
more than 30 seconds for me, so I'm in the clear here.
Well, though, because, like, I'm very ADHD, so I either want to be alone and left to my own devices,
Well, I'm an introvert, so I'm very quiet to begin with. So, but when I get talking, you can't shut me up. And I don't need a drink. It's that type of personality, which is why when I spoke to you briefly, I instantly felt the connection. Like, she's easy to talk to, she's laid back, so makes it a lot easier.
The same way.
Everybody puts up walls, basically. So.
No, I was just saying that, like, I feel the same exact way. I tend to be a little bit more of an introvert, but then if you can kind of peel back the layer, and then I'm like, oh, hey, like, it's fine.
Yeah,
but
you're smiling all over the place, and that's best. This smile is amazing, folks, not this ugly mug here. But anyway, something I wanted to ask you, though, is that, you know, I cover wrestling, my brother and I do on the Ice Ball podcast, and we realize how competitive it is. Everybody wants to make it to the WWE, everybody wants to make it to the big show. I would assume, only I'm a novice, so I'm not assuming anything, but the adult industry is somewhat like that too. It's very highly competitive, so how do you stay ahead of everyone else? Is it as cutthroat as people might think it is?
Honestly, yeah. It's a difficult industry in the sense that, you know, you kind of have to stay on top of your shit because the second you blink, you know, like, another person's going to come in and take your spot. That's why it's hard when a lot of these girls go into retirement and then they try to come back and it's like, oh, shit, either the industry's changed via social media or the way people make money. You kind of always, it keeps you on your toes, you know, and you kind of have to just, but the other thing, too, is not, you don't look at what other people are doing. Just kind of almost horse blinders and just
pay attention to yourself.
Yeah, pay attention to what you're doing because that's the easiest way to kind of stay ahead with your own game.
I completely agree. It couldn't be better said than that.
You're not going to win a race by looking to the side of you, you know, just stay focused.
Yeah, I always use the old adage that it was like a marathon, not a sprint type of thing.
Yeah,
so it kind of works
totally.
In this way, too. Talking about pacing yourself, I mean, I know a lot of people you've mentioned in your personal life, too. There are a lot of, you experiment a lot, you're very open to sexuality, which is great. Not a lot of people are, but on camera, you kind of save it a little bit. For that reason, is that really a rule that everybody's taught that you want to pace yourself? Or is it, like, if you do everything at once, do you now limit your time on the shelf by doing that?
You know, it could go one of two ways. There are some girls who just go all in and, like, they're now known because they're just the girl that went boom and, like, they've made careers out of doing that. You know, Bonnie Rotten is a prime example of one of them. She just went, fuck it, I'm a bad girl, I'm going to do this. She went all in and now she has a huge name for herself and a brand that still continues to grow as she's still not shooting. For me, personally, I waited just because I wasn't sure what I was comfortable with sexually yet. And I'm really happy that I finally did wait to do this, by the way. My showcase.
Go get it, guys.
Go buy it. Because when I did my first DP, I finally did it because I was really looking forward to it. Like, I was like, I really want to fuck two guys. Like, I want to have that experience. And it was cool because porn allowed me to have that experience safely and with people that I was comfortable with, people I trusted. And, you know, it just depends. Whatever your goal is in mind, whether you want longevity or you want to pace yourself, or, you know, whatever it is, like, just stay true to what it is that you're doing. Because if I would have forced myself to try to do an anal scene several years back just because someone said I should do it,
yeah, of course.
I wouldn't.
You want to be ready for it.
Right,
you want to do it because you want to. Exactly.
Exactly. Now I love doing it. I love shooting it because it's actually something that I'm really into.
So it's not a term of business, but more personal preference. You decided to do that. Cool. Actually, jumping on board on this, you said you did your first DP scene there. I've always been curious, when women do all these other extra things like DP, choking, you know, all these different types of sensations, does that kind of limit out the expectations if, for example, it can never be the same again? Like, for example, meaning monogamy, one-on-one, after experiences like this, can it go back to that, or are you more just set on this?
No, absolutely. Okay. And it's funny because I was telling someone this the other day. I do have a steady sexual male partner.
Okay.
But it's a weird thing because, like...
Yeah, I'm only asking because I'm confused too. I don't really understand that.
No, because I realize that, like when I have sex with him, it's great because it's... You have all the things that you have in porn, but you also have, like, that connection to that person.
Exactly.
So it actually makes it, like imagine porn is, like, the shell of sex, right?
Yes,
like, you're allowed
course.
To experience these things and do these things and say these things out loud to yourself while you're fucking someone else. And then you could take it home to your partner and then add that other spiritual connection, that soul connection that you have with them, and it just makes it even better. A lot of people ask me that, like, oh, you know, how does it affect your personal life? Does it make your personal sex boring? Does it...
Oh, no, I was more curious, just like with all the sensations, is it like if you ever have sex just regular style, is it boring? But no, it depends on the connection, like
yeah,
you said
totally,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
I completely understand that.
It's also, again, it goes back to being comfortable with yourself. Like I said, there's some things like on set where I'm like fucking someone and I'm like, you know, like dirty talk, right? Like,
yeah.
Like people are always insecure about dirty talk. So it's kind of my outlet to get it out there. And then I'm like, oh, fuck, I felt really good saying that. So then I go back home and I do those kind of things with them.
Really?
It's almost like experimenting with them.
I would feel like, and I don't really, I've never, it's the first time I've ever met her though, but I feel like your personality is just kind of really open. You don't really worry about what other people think and say. You kind of say what's on your mind, which a lot of people don't like. I'm kind of the same way. I'm brutally honest.
Yeah.
But I'm a different demeanor than you. You smile about it. I suppose I tell it straight to your face. You're wrong. But talking about social media, like you said before, you know, in the wrestling industry, it's vital right now. It's like a big boom in wrestling. Great time to be a fan and a wrestler because there's so much content out there and so many people to reach out to in branding yourself.
Yes.
When it comes to branding yourself, like we're trying to do right here, branding ourselves, any keys of words of advice you got from yourself in terms of how to brand and make Jessica Rhodes a household name? It's okay.
I've been so, like, I went to the gym this morning.
It's all this, that's why.
I know. I'm like... There's nothing sexier than a woman burping in your face.
Believe it or not, I actually find that quite attractive. You know why? Because it's real. You're not
faking. I'm a lady, though. I'm a lady. You know...
You can still be a lady and burp.
I feel like branding yourself is all about consistency, but yet, like, you have to have the ability to grow and kind of allow yourself to evolve with, you know, like I said, like, the girls who try to brand themselves years ago in this industry without social media, without all these other tools... are having a harder time understanding it now, and they're doing well of it, you know, like, but that, like, keeping up with the times and keeping up with the ways in which to brand yourself and exploit, like, every avenue and channel possible and, you know, going around and, like, even things as simple as, like, lighters. Like, in a literal term, branding yourself, you know, like, getting people's attention. That's something that I'm actually going to start doing myself. Like, think about, you know, something someone needs and something like a lighter, like with my image on it or whatever. Like, that's a technical term of branding, but, you know, consistency to who you are and what it is, whatever your brand stands for, I feel like it's just kind of, you know, people will start to see that consistency.
Prior to this interview, we talked about a little briefly before the camera went on how busy you are and how busy your schedule it is. And you have to, in order to be successful, you have to be busy and burn that midnight oil. Are you enjoying some time off pretty soon?
Yes.
What do you do to unwind?
You know, I will probably
besides sleep.
Yes.
Which we all need.
This is what's going to happen. After ABN, I'm going to sit at home with my red wine, and I'm going to sleep for 3 days on end, and then I'm going to wake up, and I'm going to binge watch Game of Thrones, because I'm still on season four. Shh,
I haven't watched it yet. I got to watch it. There's so much TV you have to watch.
I'm on, like, 10 different shows right now. But, yeah, so that's my plan. And then after that, I'm going to hit Chichen Itza and go see the pyramids.
Oh, very nice, very nice. Do you find a lot of flexibility in your schedule, or do you brace yourselves for those times you can do it?
I make my own schedule, but it just depends on, like, I'm like, do I want to lose money or do I want to go vacation? So you got to balance things. Yeah. That's all it is.
One more question for me, we'll let you go, because I know you're going to get a line pretty soon, and I don't want to be the one being kicked out of here for that. But, because who wouldn't want to see her and talk to her for, I would talk to you for 20 minutes if I could. I really did. You're just that great of a conversationalist. But when it comes to, like, male talent, I've always been interested doing my research. I'm like, there are very well-known male talent out there, but, like, say a guy who's doing it for the right reasons because he wants to do this for a career. How do you go about doing something like that?
You know, I feel like, because you can look up, so loud.
I know, you can look up how to be a porn star and stuff like that. You said you danced first and you kind of discovered, but for a guy, it's really tough to do that.
Honestly, as a guy, because obviously it's been a long time since I've been one.
Yeah, of course. Great transformation, by the way. Beautiful.
Thank you. For me, honestly, it's like if a lot of guys get in thinking they can do it, and unfortunately they fail because they put too much pressure on themselves or this, that, or whatever. And, you know, they watch a lot of porn getting in the industry, which, of course, you know, people get nervous or whatever.
Yeah.
My biggest advice to a guy...
I would be nervous, too.
Just don't be a fanboy. Like, if a girl... I had one guy do this to me one time, and it was actually super respectful the way he went about it. It wasn't until after we finished the scene that he was like, hey, I've been a fan of you for a long time. And he was a newer guy in the industry. And I was like, hey, thanks for saying that, you know, after the fact that I wasn't uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
During, you know, and not that we get uncomfortable, but there are certain people who get in the industry to fuck the girls and just...
It's about professionalism, too.
Right, it's about professionalism, too. Like, we're making entertainment.
Yeah, because on the camera, I'm so cool, calm, and collected, but off the camera, I'm like, oh my God, I love you, Jesse, you're amazing, I love you.
Exactly. Mm. But that's my only piece of advice, is just get into it with a professional mindset.
Do you ever watch wrestling?
I do occasionally. I'm more of an MMA, UFC.
Hey, who's your favorite MMA guy? Or girl? You like Conor McGregor? He's hot right now. He's like.
I'm not a big McGregor fan.
Because he says shit, but he backs it up.
You know, though, I will say, like, when I watched the Mayweather fight, I'm like, you're not a boxer. Like,
oh, yeah.
He was trying to hug him and blanket him the whole time.
That's what everybody tells me, but he wasn't being a boxer. He was in there for the money. He got his payday, so he won.
It's true.
Even though he got beat up, he won.
He still won at the end of the day.
Exactly.
Obviously, I'm going to say the cliche thing. I love Ronda Rousey.
Okay.
I think she brought, you know, a lot of empowerment to the UFC, not just because she's a female, but because she's a badass fucking human being.
Yeah.
So.
You remind me a little bit of Lil Ronda. You have, like, the little feistiness in you. So, you know, you say what's on your mind. And yeah, she backs it up. So who was your wrestler growing up when you were a kid watching it?
You know, I was super sheltered. I never watched it growing up, actually. Yeah. I didn't even have a TV until I was like 10.
Well, you might not understand this, but everybody watching will. For the Jersey Wrecking Crew, I'm going to officially make Jessa Rhodes an official member of the crew right here. So we're going to put the fingers up here. We're going to kiss. Ooh. She is now a member of the crew officially.
Did I just get initiated into something?
You just got initiated into the crew, which means that we're
so
always...
I don't have to, like, skin a wild animal and eat it, right?
No, not that kind of thing. No.
That happened the last time I got initiated into something.
No, this is an exclusive club initiation, purely clean, no stuff like that. But what it means is we're always going to follow you, we're always going to be behind you, and we're always going to have your back.
Fuck yes. Or in our case...
And guys, that was Jessa Rhodes. I could talk to her for hours, Jeff, not because she's so incredibly beautiful, but she's just so easy to talk to. I think what you'll see in the video is that, and when you listened in the interview, it's just a natural flow back and forth. It was easy to speak to her. She's so down to earth. Again, I thank her for being the first guest on the show, and I couldn't have picked a better person. And like I said, if you guys want to follow her, it's on Twitter at Miss Jessa Rhodes, Instagram as well, same thing. All building up to AVN in 2018 in January. So just really excited to have her on and can't wait to have her back on the show again because, you know, the future is bright for her. You know, she's very young in this business and she sees it from the perspective of she's looking for longevity. You know, this is something that, you know, a lot of people say wrestling, you know, I've wanted to do this my whole life. Believe it or not, starting off as a dancer and then going and building herself up to where she is now, just, you know, a lot of hard work. And my whole thanks goes out to her and appreciation and inspiration in terms of the work ethic she has. So thank you so much, Jessa.
Amazing. The work ethic, yeah, what a go-getter she is. So honestly, again, can't tell you enough how much I enjoyed the interview, listening to it. And again, the Adventure of the Trendsetter, you know, be on the lookout for it. This whole month of December, he's going to be putting out some great interviews every Friday at the same time as the High Spot Podcasts.
Well, since it's the holidays, I'll make a special, Jeff, here. Next episode will be dropping out on Wednesday. Oh. Then you'll have Friday.
Okay, that's fine. So talk about Wednesday. Who is your guest on Wednesday?
Well, on Wednesday, my guest will be someone who I've also admired as well. You know, she actually also does a wrestling podcast with Ryback as well, the big guy. Event conversation with the big guy. That is Phoenix Marie. She is a legend in this business, Hall of Famer, whatever you want to call it. But at the same time, she's been doing this for 10 years. And 10 years, you could say, hey, she loves what she does. But at the same time, she's very business savvy. She knows what it takes to make herself relevant and to reinvent yourself, which is what we talk about in professional wrestling. You have to constantly reinvent yourself because before you know it, it's like a revolving door, man. You could be exciting for a couple of years, and then there's always somebody coming in. There's always an 18-year-old girl coming in and trying to take the spotlight because she's the new exciting thing. So the ability that Phoenix has had to make herself relevant for 10 years and still going strong and loving what she does, I think it's pretty inspiring when you listen to the interview.
Wow, so looking forward to that one on Wednesday. So the Trendsetter is in the holiday spirit. So don't let the Scrooge tone that he usually gives off on the High Spot Podcast fool you. He's really in the given mood.
I'm always a Scrooge.
And obviously, so Phoenix Marie will join us on the High Spot Podcast Adventures of the Trendsetter. So looking forward to that on Wednesday, man. So, man, this is an interesting venture, man. I look forward to being a part of it. And again, this is just another step in the future of the expansion of the High Spot Podcast.
Thank you, man. You guys have been listening to the High Spot Podcast. We are the Jersey Brand Crew, my tag team partner, Jeff Martin. I'm the trendsetter, Brian Berger, trying to live up to that name for you guys. Thank you so much for following the show. You guys can catch us on Twitter and all social media platforms out there. Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, all at High Spot Podcast, as well as our social media in terms of our website. And catch us on our YouTube channel. Just click in or just type in High Spot Podcast. You will see the videos we've had with Jordan Grace, Santana Garrett. You'll see Jessa Rhodes. And eventually on Wednesday, you will see Phoenix Marie as well. So thank you so much to Jessa Rhodes one more time. I know I'm saying it a million times. If you guys want to catch her on Twitter, it's at Miss Jessa Rhodes, as well as Instagram as well. Being part of the adventures of the Trendsetter is just for the crew.